It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Tonight is the final night before the NFL season gets underway. Very excited.
Hey, I had my fantasy draft last night.
You're in a fantasy league, huh?
I know. I got tricked into it by a friend, but yes, I'm very excited.
So who did you get?
Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
It was weird because he was available and it was like the 7th round. And I was like, this is still Aaron damn Rodgers. And I took him.
7th round or 7th pick?
7th round.
He would have been there.
Did you go on location for a draft party or was this on your computer?
I actually got to location. I got asked yesterday morning. I thought I was having to go out of town. I got to go out of town tonight for tomorrow. But then I was like, it's like, hey, it's 8:30 tonight at my house, and he lives 8 minutes away from me. So I was like, okay, Chris, I'll come over. He had a big hoopla.
Yeah, people take that stuff seriously. So, did people come with, like, notes and boards and all that stuff?
Well, full disclosure, I was the guy with the notes and the boards.
Really?
Yeah, I went to Walgreens and got two draft guides.
What happened to you? Who are you?
It was a $1,000 entry fee. I'm like, hey, man, I got to take this serious. This is
big. I mean, you showed up with magazines and charts?
Yeah. And then while the draft was going on, they were playing spades, and it was disrespectful.
And did they let you play? Because usually you don't let the white guy play. But if you're showing up with charts and magazines and stuff, they had to be talking about you during the game of spades, man.
So they had the iPad connected to the big screen TV on the back porch, and everybody's lined up, and I'm sitting there. I got my notepad out. I got my magazines laid out. I'm ready to draft. The draft's about to start at 8:30. They start a spades game at 8:25, and then the guy just yells, "Cliff, your pick." And then Cliff says, "Devontae Adams," and I'm sitting there loaded up, and I'm in my draft room. I'm ready to go. And there's
sounds like the guys that you're in this draft with aren't as concerned about the $1,000 entry fee as you are.
This was a very nice house that I was at.
Sounds like some heavy hitters.
Yeah. Like I was like, "Where's the bathroom?" He was like, "Go through the corridor." And I was like, corridor? I didn't even know homes have corridors.
No, but it was 8 minutes from your house. I know where your house is. So, yeah.
Very beautiful home.
This wasn't exactly Solana's draft earlier this week in the back room at Sports Grill. How did that go for you, Solana?
I got thrown up on.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Huh.
I would say, I don't know if it has to do with monetary value, but vomit's not a part of my draft parties.
Did you stay?
I did, shamefully.
Because I don't know if that's a situation where it doesn't even matter what's going on, you just kind of have to leave.
Yeah, and I thought about it, but certainly wasn't in my draft party plans to be thrown up on by a drunk idiot, but that happened. And
was it someone in your draft party, or was it just someone at the restaurant?
No, somebody in my draft party. Just a big dummy, couldn't handle his liquor.
And he targeted you?
I think he did, actually. Like, kind of like Myers Leonard vibes almost, but whatever.
Was it like a throw up on the ground splash on you, or did it head your
yak
way?
On your shoulder.
You ever see I Love You Man? You guys ever see that movie?
No.
Who's that? Paul Rudd?
Yeah, Paul Rudd.
Yeah, stay away from anything Paul Rudd.
Everything leads back to Paul Rudd on this show.
Yeah, I can't stand that guy.
Ant-Man now. Dude, Ant-Man.
Terrible. Terrible.
Ant-Man's terrible with the
terrible.
Wasp? What about
terrible.
With the Wasp? Ant-Man and Wasp.
Terrible. Honestly, terrible.
You sound like you're from London, eh?
Better than anything Paul Rudd said during Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Anyway, tomorrow starts the NFL season in earnest. So the big question is, what will this season bring, Dolphins fans? What will this season bring, Dolphins fans? I was watching Good Morning Football on NFL Network this morning. They were each making their prediction for NFL MVP. And Jamie Erdahl, who's the host, she predicted Tua. She had Tua as her league MVP. And I'm all in on Tua. I've been since the offseason. I think this is going to be one of those seasons where people take notice. Like, everything you thought is wrong. I could see him. I looked at the odds today because I was like, you know what? If I'm gonna bet it, I gotta bet him before he has a big week one. I think he was like plus 2,200 on the Hard Rock app. It was like plus 2,200.
I have the updated odds if you'd like them. I have them right now. So your favorite, this is courtesy of FanDuel Sportsbook, but I checked it earlier and it's pretty much mirroring what's on the Hard Rock Bet app. Patrick Mahomes is your favorite, plus 450. Josh Allen, plus 800. Joe Burrow, plus 1,000. CJ Stroud, plus 1,200. Jalen Hurts is at 1,200 as well. Jordan Love, plus 1,400. Lamar Jackson, plus 1,600. Brock Purdy, plus 1,600. And then Tua Tagovailoa, same odds as Dak Prescott and Aaron Rodgers at plus 2,000.
I'd like to take a flyer on him. I think this is going to be a great Dolphin season. I'm going on record and saying it. I think it's going to be a great season for Tua. I think this is the season where everything comes together, reminiscent of the Hurricanes on Saturday, where you kind of had that feeling like, okay, I see what they've been leaning towards, what they've been moving towards. Again, I'm not telling you the Hurricanes are going undefeated. They're winning a national championship. I don't know. It was 1 week. I have a feeling we're going to see with the Hurricanes and the Dolphins this season the fruits of their labor for the past couple of seasons.
When you asked the question, Hawk, I went to big picture. Now I'm thinking about the playoffs. Is it wild card? Did it win AFC East? But then I had to rewind. I really stepped back and thought about it. What is this season going to give Dolphin fans day to day, week to week? Is excitement. This offense is going to be good. We have weapons. Tyreek's going to go get him 1,700. Jalen Waddle stays healthy. Raheem Mostert, A-Chan, Jonnu Smith. It is going to be an exciting season to be a Dolphin fan. We'll talk about December and January when they come. But these next couple months are going to be very exciting with Mike McDaniel and Tua Tagovailoa at the helm.
Just for edification from the Hard Rock Bet app, Dolphins season win total is set at 9.5. You can bet Dolphins to make the playoffs. Yes is minus 155. No is plus 125. So yes, they'll make the playoffs is the favorite there. To win the AFC East, this is interesting. I don't know if you saw the stories coming out today. The Jets have taken the lead on all the sports books now. The Jets are the favorite to win the AFC East. They're plus 165. Bills are plus 190. Dolphins are plus 200. And the Patriots are plus 2,500. Patriots have been dismissed, probably rightfully so. I am anxiously awaiting to see what the Jets have to offer because they're going to be a story to follow. And I think they open their season on Monday night, right? They're a Monday night game?
Yep. Yes, versus the 49ers this year.
Wow. I might have to bench old Aaron Rodgers for that game, though.
Not a bad idea. They're going to look to tee off on him, man.
Niners defense got something.
Not exactly mobile, and might want to see what you have there first.
Yes.
before that happens.
That's crazy. The Jets are favored to win the division with the Bills Josh Allen and Tua.
Jets are favored to win the AFC East.
I'm going to bet the Dolphins.
I like the Dolphins at plus 200. I really do. If they get it straightened out at the end of the season, that's the hurdle. Get it straightened out. Win a couple games that you've lost in the past at the end of the season. Kind of good to go.
But what is it? Roy Jones Jr. Hawk? Y'all must have forgot. Like, that is Aaron Rodgers.
True.
That's first ballot Hall of Fame. Like, that's he's one of the top players I've seen play the game of football since I've been watching football. Like,
you remember
Aaron Rodgers
last season how we thought the Dolphins had the AFC East wrapped up? Mm-hmm. Like, it was a done deal.
Will Levis with your ugly ass.
Your ugly ass. All right, let's get headlines. We have a lot of fun today. Zach Gelb is going to join us from the Infinity Sports Network, and we will look ahead towards Dolphins-Jags on Sunday, talks more about Canes-Gators from Saturday. And
okay, let's leave that alone.
Y'all done with that? You had a clip going viral.
What's that?
You were on some podcast before the game. Bunch of people have tweeted me this and direct messaged me, and I can't say what the actual tweet says.
It's cussing?
No, it refers to you, and it's a term of endearment that I can't use, but they are calling out your...
You can say homeboy.
Yeah, it's something like that. You were on some podcast or something, I guess, before the game, like Five Guys, and someone said, you know, Hurricanes are going to win, and you pretty much said, yeah, okay, how much do you want to bet? How much? You name the price.
That's AI. I told y'all yesterday. This AI is getting out of line, Hawk.
Let me send this to you here.
I don't know where my phone is.
That's perfect. Anyway, let's get headlines here. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, a man who goes out in public and gets thrown up on. And if you want to join us September 25th, Whiskey Stars and Cigars.
Come and throw up on Solana.
Smoke on the Water in Weston. You can RSVP, go to WQAM.com. Big station event, September 25th. This is a big station event because very rarely do we all get together. Smoke on the Water in Weston is a great location. Love and it. It's Whiskey Stars and Cigars presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. You enjoy some fine whiskey with us and a good cigar. It's free, but you have to RSVP at WQAM.com. That's how you get your invite. And then you'll have a complimentary cigar there also. Got to be 21 or over. Please drink responsibly. But join us September 25th, Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, sponsored by the injury law firm Cohen and Judah. We're going to do our show out there from 2 till 6 that day, and then the party will start around 7 o'clock. But my greater point is, if you want to come out, have some whiskey, and throw up on Solana, you're welcome to.
I believe we're planning, instead of a meet and greet, a meet and barf. So I'll be there.
Join us for the chatting yak with Solana.
Well, Sam, what do you do when the vomit hits you? Do you get mad? Do you pat his back?
No, just anger. Anger. You move tables, anger.
Like when he was a messy drunk?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to talk about this anymore. It was a moment I didn't wish to bring up. I did the mistake of telling you guys, which is never a good idea.
Right.
And,
right. And now, fast forward, September 25th, people have the right to throw up on you.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because if they didn't, that would be false advertising, and I don't want to be accused of that. So I've already said you can come out and throw up on Solana.
Let me guess. I know you, Solana. You said bro about 18 times and didn't do a damn thing.
Yeah.
Bro. Bro.
Bro. Bro. Bro. Bro.
And then handed him a Pepto-Bismol that he keeps in his pocket for emergency.
Here you go, Terry. No problem.
These headlines are sponsored by Dade County Federal Credit Union. Is hurricane season stressing you out? I know it is for Crowder. Dade County Federal Credit Union can help. Get a personal loan for shutters, generators, and windows to prepare your home. That's because the Canes kicked your ass, Crowder. Just want to make
I get it, boy.
Rates as low as 10.49% APR. And borrow.
Showed up with magazines and Sharpies. They started a GoFundMe for you after the draft.
I get over there. It's a chef cooking. I'm like, if we had a fantasy draft, what's the chef here for? What are we doing?
You can borrow up to $30,000 as well. Don't wait. Visit dcfcu.org/prep to apply online today. No joke, Aaron Rodgers in the 7th round is a rookie mistake because he would have been there in the 10th, the 11th, probably the 12th round as well. At that point, you've either taken the top 5 or 6 quarterbacks and you're waiting, or you're waiting, period. Like, nobody's taking a quarterback.
Who's your quarterback, Solana, in your fantasy team?
I'm in 7 leagues this year, man. Tough. Mm. But most of them is Brock Purdy or Justin Herbert.
Jimmy, you in any fantasy leagues?
Yeah, I had my draft yesterday.
Who's your quarterback?
Josh Allen.
And Crowder, who's your real quarterback?
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. All right.
That's serious. Aaron Rodgers and I got Jaden Daniels later on.
All right.
Yeah. Them my two.
I
don't need your advice, Solana. You go to hell, throw up, boy.
Our station draft is tonight, by the way. Our Odyssey WQAM Miami station draft is tonight at 8 p.m. Very much looking forward to that. All right.
Is it live?
No. I'm not getting together with 13 other
Remember dweebs. When you guys used to do it up in the loft there?
Yeah.
Yep. We call it a dweeb. I'm in that league.
Look at that. You get to spend some post-show time with Jimmy tonight.
Some Dolphins notes. Mike McDaniel wouldn't confirm or deny if Jalen Ramsey will be playing this Sunday. Remember, he has been practicing. This was interesting, though. He said there's been no setbacks with his injury. Here's the quote. I've never been more proud of a player not practicing, he said, regarding Jalen Ramsey having the discipline to not suit up for practices while dealing with this ongoing injury.
All right.
That's a weird statement, though. It really is.
I agree.
kind of who he is. I mean, that's par for the course.
I'm proud of him not practicing. He's courageous. It's weird.
Well, we're going to get our first official injury report of the season during our show later today. It should come out at around 4, maybe 5 o'clock. So our first official injury report. This is going to give us an idea because we know the depth chart. We know who's supposed to be starting. But what's JP's status? What's Aaron Brewer's status? Jalen Ramsey, Kendall Fuller, Javon Holland. I mean, there's a whole host of players who didn't play during preseason. We don't really know their statuses for week 1.
Okay.
One other NFL note, Patrick Surtain II agreed to become Woo! The highest paid DB in NFL history. 4-year extension with the Denver Broncos. $96 million was the deal, including $77.5 million guaranteed.
Was Pat at the draft last night?
He sure wasn't, but I'm going to call him right now. We got to go to the hookah bar tonight or something.
I mean, is that contract not in? I mean, anybody in South Florida knows Pat Surtain Jr. Everybody knows Pat, then Jr. Dude just signed a $100 million contract.
Little Pat hit him for $100. Boy, about to be fun this offseason.
Cool story. Bam Adebayo.
I was just, I'm going to sit on 595 and wait for his truck to pass by and just follow it. Where we going, Pat? Daddy, that crazy dude's following me again.
Hey! Hey!
No, I'm with Pat. I'm with little Pat. Yeah, I'm with him. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
100 million.
You have his number, I'm sure. Text him. Let me hold something.
I got old Pat, but old Pat only got a 50 million. I want the 100 million, Pat.
Bam Adebayo, along with a bunch of other Olympians from South Florida, they were presented the key to Miami-Dade County this morning by Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava.
All right. It's exciting for him.
You see the mayor kind of put Asia Wilson on blast a little bit. Any of you guys see that?
Mm-mm.
So remember, Bam is reportedly dating Asia Wilson. We've talked about it on the show, like some of the ways that they've been interacting.
Meme I saw on Twitter today. It's Shaq hiding behind a tree. And the tree's like this narrow and Shaq's like behind it, but it's obviously Shaq because he's 18 times bigger than the tree. And it says something like, Bam and Asia Wilson trying to hide their relationship. Yeah. They're everywhere together.
Well, she was there today.
They're just friends, Hawk. They're just friends.
She was there today in the front row, and Daniela Levine Cava, the mayor, like shouted her out and said, Asia Wilson's here, another gold medal Olympian. I guess it has to do with Bam Adebayo.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
That's hate. That's hate.
I like it.
And then this is cool.
I'm watching a Anthony Richardson highlight right now on ESPN. Saw someone tweet this today. Anthony Richardson, just a great little stat, little factoid. Anthony Richardson has 17 football starts since graduating high school. This dude, he can't stay healthy. He's got 17 starts since high school.
Lot of potential. He's a potential guy.
Does have a lot of potential.
But that young man is a grown person. He's gigantic.
I wouldn't mess with that dude.
You could take him.
I actually wouldn't mess with any dude. I wouldn't mess with Jason Sanders. I wouldn't mess with Quad Reves. I wouldn't mess with anybody.
You could beat up Solana.
Wouldn't even mess with Solana.
Hawk, what are you doing right now?
Folding a towel.
With his little towel.
Yeah, but why are you folding a towel? Like you've been folding it for 8 minutes. Why?
No, I was cleaning off my phone because it was a little dirty. So I was using the towel to get all the fingerprints off. And then I like to rest my phone on the towel so when it vibrates, you don't hear it on the desk. And so when I was folding the towel, started folding it like this. And then I thought, you know what? I think I overfolded it. It's too narrow. And so I unfolded it to refold it. And then I thought to myself, do I want the side that has the printed lettering on it? Because it's not as soft as just the smooth side. So then I turned it around and I decided, well, I'm going to fold it up here and I'll have just the smooth side. But then I thought to myself, well, then I don't get to enjoy the printed side of the towel, which says all six of us, the little Panthers, poking at the notion that there were only six fans. And so I was refolding it to show the all six of us so I could actually enjoy it every day.
Just to peel back the curtain for all the listeners, this is exactly why 99% of my headlines get followed by an immediate, all right, by Hawk.
Well, I have to tell you, that's me having a governor. That's me trying. If I don't force myself to say, okay, I will comment on every single thing you do. The headlines will last 55 minutes. We'll never get to Zach Gelb, which we're already late. So I force myself to do the okay, even though I want to do Mount Rushmore of Wilsons the moment you bring up Asia Wilson.
That's fair.
Wilson the volleyball,
deep into
of course.
Towel folding.
Yeah.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover law firm.
White life is different.
Okay, charts.
They even fold our towels. Got three towels in the whole house.
Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7.
Charge is such a great nickname. It's like it's one of those things where we've said before. It's not inherently insulting, but it does feel insulting to be called Charts.
It cut me deep. It cut me. I won't lie. You walk in with a bunch of old rich dudes. You're the only guy walking with a Sharpie and magazine.
Got a Street and Smith trap guy. Crowder's thinking he's going to run into all the other guys at Barnes & Noble before the draft. No one's there. It's him. It's the Will Smith meme.
I went to a wall. I went to a Publix marketplace, and they don't have a magazine section, and I was upset. I'm like, man, where's the magazine section?
Oh, we got rid of it in 2016, sir.
Get out of here. We're in the magazine section. I need a draft chart, ma'am.
That is your weather.
All right, Zach Gelb is gonna join us.
When you taking the kicker, huh? We're playing spades. Leave me alone. Can't go before the 11th round, baby.
Oh, Zach Gelb is gonna join us in the next segment. Talk some football with him.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Somebody texts in, how is it possible the most successful and famous person on the show does not know how to unmute their microphone or keep their teeth in?
I let Jesus take the wheel.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk a little football with Zach Gelb. He is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we bring him on, whenever we talk football, I always remind people, if you're looking for Canes merch or Dolphins merch, you got to check out Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive right next to La Spada's, or check them out online at caneswear.com. Zach Gelb, you can hear him every weekday nationally on the Infinity Sports Network. He joins us on Wednesdays. Football season is upon us. Gelby starts tomorrow. So here we go. Who can unseat the Kansas City Chiefs as best team in football?
Yeah, I'm going to say Cam Ward and the Miami Hurricanes.
That's my guy. Would you do this to
That's
me?
They've my been giving guy. Me
and hell Channing, all week.
Channing, I got one more for you. I know Kia promotes this great program. Get Billy Napier or Kia, because he's about to say see ya to the swamp. His ass is going to get fired. Dunzo.
Hey, you don't get, we might be in the hunt for a new head coach, and
the chopping block firing coach year after year after year. Well,
wait
after
a second.
Year.
In defense of Billy Napier, if you were gonna fire him, you can't have changed. Like, if you didn't fire him after year two, losing to a really good Miami team, like, I mean, that can't
they
be
they got blown out.
They're terrible.
They got emasculated
the Hurricanes
that program.
Look, you said Cam Ward is the only person who could dethrone the Chiefs. I mean, the Hurricanes looked good, didn't they?
Yeah, well, they're in the ACC, so like, let's be real.
Yeah. I mean, what's happening? Well, I mean, what's happening?
Cam Ward can play. I'm with you. Like, we have to. He has a lot to prove. The team has a lot to prove. But him personally, watching him throw that ball, man, that was special.
Yeah, get ready, Channing. Lance Leipold, Mark Stoops. Which name gets you going? Lane Kiffin, Coach Prime. Coach like in a few weeks.
Give me Lane Kiffin. We got action, baby. If you really want to say, I would want them to have proven offense. That's what we need again. Proven offense is really what the Gators have to get. And that's what I want. Don't go get me a guy from Louisiana Tech that calls special team plays. I want a proven offensive man. And that's what I talk in some circles, Gelby, that are speaking about this, and I'm telling you, Billy's on the outs.
He was on the outs before the season started.
Yes,
he'll get fired before the end of the year. You know what? I have a good name for you. What about Al Golden, that defenseman Notre Dame?
Yeah, hire Al Golden. Gelb is bringing the
baby to you.
Hire Al Golden. I love that.
That Notre Dame defense was biting now.
Go get him. Yeah, I would definitely go get him.
No, I know why you definitely want to get him.
No, yeah, you should go get him. You definitely
come
go
down
get
here and wear one of them goofy-ass orange ties again. I'm fine, thank you.
That would be great. All right,
Urban Meyer on line one.
Who's going to unseat – stop it. Who's going to unseat the Kansas City Chiefs this year in the NFL?
In the NFC, the team I think with the two best chances are still the 49ers and the Eagles. In the AFC, your guess is as good as mine. Like, I would say Cincinnati, but is Burrow going to be able to stay healthy? Will the Ja'Marr Chase contract get figured out? I want to say it's the Ravens. I've been warming up to them, but they can't win a big playoff game to save their life. So it's weird. We talk about how deep the AFC is. The first two teams I think of are actually NFC teams in the Philadelphia Eagles and then also the San Francisco 49ers.
Gail, it's funny because I just had my fantasy draft last night and Solana said I overdrafted this guy. But are we forgetting that Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer with a top three defense and crazy weapons around him offensively? What about the Jets? And I hate to say it, I have to not be a fan. I have to be an analyst right now.
So here's my thing with the Jets. The Jets are going to be a really damn good team. Their offensive line is obviously a concern. They have a phenomenal defense. Breece Hall's a stud. Garrett Wilson's a stud. And we know what Aaron Rodgers is. Here's the thing, though. We all agree the AFC is harder than the NFC entering this season, even though that gap is closing. When Aaron Rodgers in the NFC, towards the end of his career with the Packers, they had a lot of good teams. They had a lot of teams that went far in the postseason and still couldn't get to another Super Bowl. So now you have Mahomes standing in the way with Josh Allen, with Joe Burrow. I know Hawk, this is the part of the conversation where he'll just like quietly say, and Tua Tagovailoa. Like, you got guys that are standing there in the AFC. I think the Jets are just going to be really good. At times they'll look like a Super Bowl contender, but even if they get to an AFC title game, I don't trust, as great as Rodgers is, to finally pull through and get to that second Super Bowl.
Hey, Gelb, last week, you kind of ruffled some feathers on this show a little bit, especially with Hawk and Crowder. You said you don't expect the Dolphins to make the playoffs, and you also said you think they're closer to the Jaguars than they are closing the gap between them and the Chiefs. We were talking earlier in the show about Tua Tagovailoa maybe taking a flyer on him to win NFL MVP. I think the odds were plus 200 or 2,000, 22-1. Do you think that's like a realistic possibility if everything clicks for this Dolphins team? I know you don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but if everything does click and they're healthy, do you think he could be the NFL MVP?
No, and it's nothing to do with Tua Tagovailoa. It's just the most valuable player and the best player on the Miami Dolphins is Tyreek Hill. If I was making an MVP bet for the Dolphins, which as easy as I say they missed the playoffs, they could just as easily make the playoffs. I think the Dolphins are going to be good, but there's a lot of good teams in the AFC and only seven can get in. And I have the Bills still winning the division. And I have the Jets in as a wild card. And the two other spots, I don't put Miami in. But if I'm going MVP from the Dolphins, I think it's going to be Tyreek Hill, not Tua Tagovailoa.
Well, how about this, Gelby? Let me expand the question because last week I asked you about Dolphins-Jags week one. Here's the Dolphins' first three games. They host Jacksonville. Then they host Buffalo on Thursday night, short week two,
and then they're at Seattle. So home against Jacksonville and Buffalo, on the road in Seattle. What's the Dolphins' record after the first three games?
I'm going to say 1-2.
Ooh.
And that's a disastrous start, in my opinion, based on the offseason, based on the contract. And again, I'm not telling you that these are easy teams, but like, yeah, that's going to be rough to stomach.
Seattle is not a great – is Seattle a great team? Or are we living off
on the road? You don't know what you're getting with Geno Smith. Like, if you get good Geno Smith and it's a tough place to play, I don't know.
Now, they could be 2-1. Like, I have them winning that Seattle game, losing to Jacksonville – and then sandwich in between is the Bills. The Bills game is 50-50. That is really a coin flip. I just personally trust Josh Allen a little bit more, and it still stands out to me at the end of last year, the Bills basically begging the Dolphins to win the game, and the Dolphins couldn't do that. But that's a short week game on a Thursday night, so who knows?
But with the Bills, Gelby, like, they lost a lot of players defensively. I know Stephon Diggs is a big name, but they lost a bunch of players on their team. Josh Allen's great. We know that. He beat the hell out of us. Are the Bills still that good, or are we just saying Josh Allen's good?
I think we're saying Josh Allen's good, which means – or Josh Allen's great, which means we believe the Bills are going to be good. Josh Allen is my MVP pick because, you know, Lamar Jackson's not going to win – his third NFL MVP this year. They'll find a reason to not give it to Patrick Mahomes. As long as the Bills, which I expect them to, win the AFC East, I think that will get Josh Allen the MVP because that means it's going to be all on him. And people are down on the Bills. People are warming up to the Dolphins, high on the New York Jets. So I think it's one of those expectations fall off a little bit and then you overachieve a little bit when people have expectations dampened down a little bit.
Now, I will say this. None of us know what's really going to happen because that's been proven in college football at the beginning here. There's no chance you thought FSU was going to be 0-2, correct? There's no chance you thought the Hurricanes were going to win by 30-plus points in Gainesville, right?
No, I thought the Hurricanes were going to win, but I thought that was going to be a sloppy, like, low 23-to-20-point game where the Gators miss a kick at the end. And, hey, this is not me just being anti-Miami. I know people listen to this and be like, oh, Gelb hates the Dolphins. Bob, I picked the Dolphins to win the AFC East last year, and that was looking good for most of the way, and it shows you how much I know because at the end of the year, it didn't end up being right. So the AFC East is fascinating, and we know the Patriots are going to stink, but you look at those three teams, Jets, Dolphins, and then the Buffalo Bills, I truly think they're splitting hairs, and you could tell me Dolphins 1, Bills 2, Jets 3. I can't call you an idiot, and someone else could tell me, oh, I'll put the Jets 1, the Bills 2, and the Dolphins 3, and I couldn't call you an idiot either. You could order those teams any way you want inside the AFCs.
I love that we don't even talk about the Patriots anymore. That gives me warm and fuzzy
fun,
inside.
Yeah.
Hey, Gelb, they just
signed the rings, Channing. They still got the rings.
They're still shining the rings.
They still got more rings than the AFCs could ever imagine.
Gelby, myself and Bill Belichick have 6 rings combined, which is cool for us, too.
But you get to hold Bill's 2 rings as a defensive coordinator with the Giants. He lets you wear those, Channing.
Oh, so you got 8? Goodness gracious. But Mike McDaniel got the new deal. Is it justified? Is there any problem with them saying Mike McDaniel's that guy? Because now they're locked in, I think, to, 28 with McDaniel.
Yeah, I don't think you had to give him the deal. Now, he's exceeded expectations. I'm not directly comparing it to the Cardinals, but remember when, and it's kind of the reverse way, the Cardinals extended Kingsbury and they extended Kyman. It was like, okay, then you have no leverage in terms of Kyler Murray. You had to give him the bag. Once Tua got the deal, it wouldn't have made really all that much sense to not take care of McDaniel. But we've talked about this before. If the season does go 9-8 or even 10-7, and they're SOL because of the tiebreakers, I'll be fascinated to see who they blame the most. And I think that could be a different conversation locally compared to nationally, because I know for sure nationally that it would be Tua Tagovailoa that would get the most blame if the Dolphins don't get a playoff win this year or even make the postseason.
All right, give us the rundown. What goes on in the Gelb household tomorrow night? NFL kicks off. I mean, this is a big deal in the Hockman household. What goes down there in New York where you are?
I got a brand new TV that I already got installed. So I have a larger TV and I'm looking forward to the game on Thursday. I'll probably order some food, but really Friday I have a bunch of friends that live in Philadelphia that now are from Philadelphia that now are in the New York City area. So we're going to go to a Philadelphia-based sports bar and get the wings and the cheesesteaks. And we got a table out there on Friday night for Eagles and Packers in Brazil. And thankfully, I'm not going to that game in Brazil because I don't even know if I would make it back by some of the things that I'm reading. And also, you're not allowed to tweet. Could you imagine not tweeting? That would be great, but it would also be miserable.
No problem.
Yeah, no problem for Crowder. Crowder shuts off his phone. He doesn't text. He doesn't tweet. Time of his life. Not me. I'm the opposite.
I like to disconnect.
You don't disconnect. Well,
what are you going to order in tomorrow, though? Like, what's your go-to? Because you're in New York City. Like, I mean, you got the world at your fingertips.
Yeah, I don't know. Middle of the week, like, I that's kind of tough in the middle of the week. Like, if it was a Sunday night, I'm doing Chinese food. And I'm not even thinking twice about it. But kind of middle of the week, I'll probably just make something, as lame as that sounds, in my apartment. Like, I'm not getting together with a bunch of people to watch this Thursday night game between the Chiefs and Raiders.
Like, New York City, though, you can bring in, you know, Ray's Original. Like, but will you Uber Eats in, like, Chipotle?
Let me tell you, I may have been enjoying myself over the weekend, and I needed something to munch on, if you get my drift. And I went to go Uber Eats ice cream. They wanted $16 just for the delivery fee for the ice cream.
New York City.
Self-serve ice cream would have cost me like $36. So I didn't do it. I just starved myself.
It's ridiculous, though, to Uber Eats in ice cream. We've had this conversation on the show. It's ridiculous because it doesn't travel
well. Why is it ridiculous?
Because it doesn't travel well. And there's a Mr. Softy machine on every corner in New York City.
Not where I live. I haven't seen that Mr. Softy guy in a long time.
and Gail, are you talking about just cooking? Are you making chicken cordon bleu and veal parmesan? Or what are you, ramen noodle guy? Like, what are you cooking?
I'm going to lose my my man card here on the first Thursday NFL game of the season. I'm probably just going to have some lettuce, tomatoes, feta cheese, and grill up or air fry, not even grill up, some chicken sausage. So pretty lame. I will fully admit that.
You
guys
diabetes?
Expect more out of me. Do I have what?
Strange.
Are you sick?
It's
Why
a
do you eat
strange
like
menu. Chicken
I
sausage.
I eat healthy during the week, and then on the weekend, I eat like a fat
Why
thing.
Chicken sausage? Like,
I like chicken sausage.
But you're kind of pretending to be, you know, crazy there because, like, just have a chicken breast. Like, you don't need chicken sausage.
I like chicken sausage better than regular chicken.
No one likes chicken sausage better. No one likes chicken sausage, period.
Like, that's why I look like the way I do, and Hawk, you look like the way you do.
Chicken sausage.
Hawk looks like a
pork sausage.
You look like a pork chop.
Turkey sausage.
Yeah. You know
but
what?
Chicken sausage. No dice.
I gotta be fair here because I brought up Brandon Marshall on this show. Maybe I'll call up my buddy Dan Levitard and see what I should cook up. Any suggestions that he has?
Hey, between me and Levitard combined, we have a huge $50 million deal with DraftKings.
The one that got away. The Mark Hopkins
rings. We set on this show, baby.
Channing's got to get you on board with Fanatics to make up for some of that money.
I'm waiting. Keep telling him. Get friendlier with Michael Rubin. Let's go. Let's get this thing moving.
He sees me. Hey, fella, how you been, buddy? I say, you don't know my name.
It was kind of like when you were on Inside the NFL, Channing.
Hey, Gil, I got fired on my day off.
He lost that job.
Wait, you're not back on that?
They hired Bill Belichick.
We hired Bill
Crowder.
Belichick, and they told me and Jay Cutler to kick rocks. I said, oh, no problem. F you, Bill.
At least you got rid of Well, it wouldn't be the first time Bill beat you.
I know who's going to win this fight, Gail. I know who's going to win this
throwing
fight.
Throwing haymakers. All right, let's get him out of here.
And you know what? Like, one more thing. Drake will probably be going after Bill's new girlfriend just like he went after your wife.
Get him out of here. Zach Gelb. Infinity Sports Network. You hear him nationally. He'll join us every Wednesday on this program.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I bought an 85-inch TV because I have a small penis.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.